When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, people? You're locked into Wizards Radio. Joining me is somebody who has had a fantastic 2023. An artist that is arguably one of the biggest artists in the world right now, one of the biggest tracks in the world right now, putting dancehall on the map, especially for young artists. Introduce yourself to the people, man. Let them know who you are.
I don't know, it's by myself. Yeah.
And
I'm there.
Listen, Talibans, the track's everywhere. Obviously, the album that it came from was on No Love, is doing amazing. Like, we've seen loads of different other tracks that you've released now. How does it feel to have like one of the hottest records in the world? Like, did you know when you was in the studio recording it that it was gonna be that?
I know it was gonna be a big track, you know, but I never knew it was gonna be so epic. Like, worldwide, that's crazy, you know?
Yeah,
like, it's so surreal to me still, but yeah.
Yeah, cause like, I mean, you see like people from around the world. Like you said, we were literally just having a conversation before saying that sometimes they might not even be able to understand what's going on in the song, but they know it's a vibe. And that's so key, do you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, yeah, I've been seeing that too, yeah.
What's the maddest video you've seen so far of like reactions to Talibans?
Proud by Walks. Yeah, Walks did a video, yo, that was funny. His facial expression like, cause that's how, you know, that's how I be too, yeah. When I hear some shit like, yeah, that's bad. That the bad boy.
Honestly, and obviously at Wireless as well, you came out, big performance.
Yeah.
And like the crowd went crazy.
Yeah. I was even impressed.
What, because everyone knows the song, bro.
I know, but it's still like, you know, sometimes I even was doubting myself, like, probably going out here and people ain't even gonna know this song, like, psh. Nah, they proved me wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and shout out to Spaceship Billy. Because Spaceship Billy plays my song for Burna Boy, the show,
okay,
before Burna came out, and
yeah,
they say 41,000 people was in the arena, the stadium,
mad,
yeah, and all like the whole stadium was lit up with lights and everybody was singing.
What are you saying? Would you want to get Burna Boy on the remix? Because you, I swear, did I see you say something like it's more of an Afrobeats track than a dancehall track?
No, I don't know who made up that article, I never said that,
okay,
yeah, but I don't know what genre it is at this point. Yeah. All I know is that I was speaking with a lingo.
Yeah.
So the lingo is gonna make it more dancehall than Afro, you know?
Yeah.
Cause at the end of the day, Afro is kind of stemmed from
reggae
and dancehall.
Yeah.
Sense, so it's still, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
but the subgenre will be Afro.
Yeah.
So the main genre will be dancehall, so
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
On the same page?
Facts.
Yeah, so it's like, if I will put Burna on the remix, I'm gonna hush.
Hey, I'm trying to hear this remix coming soon. But obviously, like, you want to create your own sound, and you are creating your own sound of music, and you've defined it in a way like which people are going to be gravitating towards and want to, you know, hear more of.
Yeah.
And there's a new album already on the way, right?
Yeah.
And it's crazy. So like, what made you want to release the next album? Because I'm seeing rumors of...
No, that's just me. Like,
that's just you, yeah?
Yeah, I'm more of a project guy than to just be releasing singles.
Okay.
You know, I love to put out a body of work. I want people to know that I'm actually working hard. Like, I'm not just, you know, getting a song and just putting it out. Because look, Talibans was on an album of 18 tracks.
Yeah.
You know, but the world is gravitating to one. Oh, like,
yeah.
But if you all actually go, like, Whiskey told me this last night. Mm-hmm. I was in the studio with him. He was like, bro, you know, I listened to that whole album, yeah? And it showed me something way different about you and anybody else in the Caribbean that he ever heard, you know?
Yeah.
He was telling me, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
I Hate Byron is a big track.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what I mean? There's other tracks on there that people need to go and listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And like, off the back of that, what's one of the other tracks that you definitely say that someone should go and listen to if they've only heard
Talibans? Smallest Circle.
And that basically that's probably sums big. Up. Yeah,
that's major.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's doing numbers on YouTube as well, but not as much as Talibans, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is, you're doing numbers across the board because you're a talented guy.
Yeah.
You make good music, you know what I'm saying? And I think now we're in that situation where, like, when we get to this new project, like, we're seeing rumors of you with Rod Wave, and the smiles there. I saw the smile come through.
Nah, because I'm just, you know, happy that somebody,
yeah,
you know, appreciate my work and actually, you know, would like to see me collaborate with somebody that I always look up to.
Yeah.
So yeah, but
100%, like, for you, I guess now the world's at your palm, innit? You can choose anybody you want.
God has the world, the whole world in his hands, not me. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just doing God's work.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So musically, I'm saying musically though.
Okay.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That no, religiously. Better, that sounds better.
Because otherwise, yeah, true. Listen, Lord, we love. Yeah.
Ah. But yeah.
But like, who would you want to get on this record? Who have you got on the record? If you can say, you can drop a little 1-2. No, you're going to say that?
I mean, okay. Talibans is gonna have, I think they say 3 remixes, my label was saying.
Okay.
So it's gonna have an African remix, it's gonna have an American remix.
Okay.
And it's gonna have a UK remix. Those are the only hints I'm giving you for now. So it's up to everybody in the world to guess, like, who can these artists be on these remixes?
Boy.
And I'm gonna tell you this, the American has 2 people.
Yeah.
The African has 1 person.
Okay.
And the UK, I think, is gonna have 2 people as well.
Hey, I'm excited for all 3 remixes.
I'm telling you this now, the African remix.
Yeah.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Boy.
That's gonna shut down town. No, the American remix is crazy as well,
too. Yeah, yeah. The thing is, I feel like off the back of the whole song itself, any remix is gonna sound crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So definitely. It's just about the vibes that the other people bring to it. And I know they're gonna deliver as well.
Yeah.
So for you then, like, looking at the history and your come up and your bring up, obviously originally from Jamaica, and then moved to St. Kitts.
Yeah, I was born in Jamaica, and like 2 months I was already in St. Kitts, in a St. Kitts household.
Yeah.
Basically, like, when I go home, like, I'm Kittishan. People don't understand it. It's deeper than just being born in a place.
Yeah.
You know.
Facts. Yeah.
It's like, I went to school in St. Kitts. When I go home from school in St. Kitts, I came home to a St. Kitts household. You know, there was no Jamaican there for me to even like gravitate to or be like culture, you know?
Yeah, yeah, 100.
So it's like, but at the end of the day, I'm still Jamaican. It's the blood. I have Jamaican blood in me.
Yeah, yeah.
My parents are Jamaican. But I can't deny that.
What's amazing though for you is that, like, you're putting St. Kitts on the map.
Yeah.
Because from before, back in the day, people knew Kim Collins the sprinter.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. And he was doing the most for a long time, and it was just him.
Yeah.
And now you're here putting him on the map with a music vibe.
Yeah.
So how's that feel? Because that's, you got like the whole island or both islands kind of on your back.
Yeah, St. Kitts and Nevis.
Yeah.
Can't forget Nevis. Exactly. Never forget Nevis when you mention St. Kitts, right? So yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful feeling still, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels great, you know? When you actually, you know where you come from, and it's like, you know?
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, it's like, bro, I'm actually doing something good.
Yeah, and you're changing, I guess, the whole island's, the world around you, your small circle that you obviously the song references as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I guess, where does the future hold for you now? So we've got the new album, we've got the remixes, mm-hmm. which I'm excited for.
We have major collaborations too, from artists around the world too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so look out for them. I have some big music videos, productions coming. Me and IQ, you know IQ from over here?
Bun, we
just shot a video. So look out for that music video, you know? I got major collaborations with artists like I never imagined myself collaborating with.
Yeah.
You know?
But you're a talented guy. Mm, and that's the thing. When your talent shines through, people are going to want to work with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So listen, bro. I want to say thank you for chatting to me today.
Definitely, man. I mean.
Yeah, man. It's a great conversation. Yes, and obviously, sir. Once the album comes out, once Famous comes drop, so I see these remixes, we're going to have to come back and do this again.
yeah, definitely. So yeah, definitely though.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, so Talibans, if you're already over Talibans, psych. It has more to go, you know? And I'm sure the fans are even going to be, you know?
Exactly.
Excited when these remixes drops. And one of the remixes drops, I'm gonna tell you this. You're the only person I'm telling this. All right,
tell me, bro.
One of the remixes drops like in no more than a month from now.
Ah, Okay,
so,
cool.
So.
I'm rubbing my hands people right now. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, don't tell anybody, right?
Hey, don't tell anyone still. Tell anyone. Just wait for the surprise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so.
No, but Byron, thank you for chatting to me today, bro. Mm. Pleasure. All the best for the career as well. And looking forward to the remixes, the album, everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, take care.
Definitely. Bye.